At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
Every once in a while in a major criminal case, you got a side character who might not even be a person, but a handle, a username. Someone who hangs around the edges of the investigation like a ghost. And in the Brian Koberger case, that ghost has a name, Papa Roger. If you've been deep into the story from the start, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Papa Roger, an online account that appeared in the days after the murders, posting in true crime groups, sometimes with commentary that was a little too close to the truth, revealing facts nobody knew, and comments that mentioned details before they were public, and oh yeah, an avatar that looked exactly like Brian Koberger before he was arrested for the murders. From day one, Papa Roger and that mystery became a cottage industry. Was it Koberger himself? Was it a clever troll? Was it someone inside law enforcement running a baiting operation to draw the suspect out? We've heard it all. We've also seen the official line from investigators. They looked into it, found no connection, I say in air quotes, and moved on. Then you start looking at the actual paperwork, like the document Jennifer Coffendaffer posted, and you see the investigation spelled the damn handle wrong. That's not nothing. You can't even match the name exactly in a search, and you really are looking at this as the investigator. Are you really looking as hard as you think you are? What makes Papa Roger interesting isn't just the post, it's the timing. The nod to Elliot Roger, not Rogers. The tone, the overlap with what we know about Koberger's habits. This was the guy who, according to Jennifer and many others, fed on data. He deleted searches as he made them. He studied every detail, and he clearly enjoyed slipping into spaces, digital or otherwise, where he could watch and comment without revealing himself. Could an anonymous Facebook persona have been part of that? Or is it exactly what the cops say? A coincidence dressed up in hindsight? It's a lot of evidence that points to it being him. That's the tension in this part of the case, a tantalizing online mystery that might mean everything or nothing at all. And if you'd follow me long enough, you know I'm not one to let go of a dangling thread just because someone says, "We've checked." Jennifer, you've also checked. You've done a lot of deep digging on this. You've gone down the rabbit hole most people didn't even know existed. Let's dive into this. Now, I know we've criticized this before. I know that, and I looked at the document that you posted online that talks about, you know, the investigation in looking into his connection. Is it that thorough? Did they thoroughly look at this? Because they even spelled it wrong. I mean, look, I'm a podcaster, so I know I've spelled it wrong, but I'm a podcaster. I'm not the one investigating the actual crime itself. So if you're spelling the damn name of the character wrong in your actual investigation, I'm going to say maybe you're not looking close enough.
Well, I do always tease, you know, Twitter and social media. It's an opportunity for people to not have to worry about spelling. They don't have to worry about grammar. You just need to get your message across.
Yeah. And
so, you know, it's not a police report, but these are police reports.
Yes.
And in police reports, to your point, you shouldn't be wrong because it should be very thorough. You know, relook at it. I was very meticulous on police reports. And because just this reason, and I saw an agent have to absolutely be humiliated on the stand mm-hmm. about grammar and about spelling and about getting something else wrong. And I said, okay, yeah, I don't want that to ever be me. Mm-hmm. And so we expect police reports to be pretty spot on. Now, it was just one S, but it's still, it's a big deal because again, Papa Roger, after, you know, Elliot mm-hmm. Roger. I mean, that was the whole idea behind it, right? The incel. Yeah. And believe me, I don't think I believe he was an incel, mm-hmm. but I don't think that drove what he did.
Just out of the practicing sense of commiserating with others on online forums.
Right.
Yeah.
And so anyway, you know, all we can do is trust mm-hmm. that they properly investigated it. And I had to throw up that picture again because, you know, we all considered it a pretty viable possibility. And obviously law enforcement did too.
It looks just like him. And they didn't know who he was at the time. And this character knew things that were not released to the public. So either it is law enforcement. I know I've heard that theory too. Let me throw that out for a second. There was law enforcement trying to get him to come out because they already knew who he was and they already knew what he looked like, but they were just going to throw that out there and maybe we're going to get the weasel out of the hole. Any validity to that, or does that really not make a whole lot of sense once it's added up?
It doesn't make a lot of sense to me. It really doesn't. Tony, I think that it was a sleuth that was living, eating and breathing this case. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's hard to believe it, but I've seen some really good sleuths that get down a path and they're right.
That happened to have the same profile image as the killer before the killer is even suspected.
No. Hey, listen, anybody who followed this case and followed the Papa Roger knows it was a big one that,
oh yeah,
you know, I mean, every day for a long time, I posted about, wow, look at what he said today.
That's why I don't buy that it's not him. I'm like, okay, they determined it's my question was, well, how thoroughly was this investigated? And I see this report, this incident number that you've posted and the sheet. It looks by, it was an officer, Vargas, MPD, which I'm assuming would mean Moscow Police Department. Correct me if I'm wrong. This is not an FBI document here. This is a local This is a local department that did this.
Yes.
Probably somewhat limited on their searches when it says, I did not find the above terms related to Koberger in the accounts listed below, and it lists all the different iCloud, Snapchats, and everybody's things. But, I mean, are they operating with just the same stuff we would be too if we looked through them at that moment in time?
No, they, you know, this is the thing. They had to have found the IP mm-hmm. that was used related. And I know there's
VPN.
I know. I knew you were going to say that. There are. And it's The whole thing is fascinating. I'll always be fascinated with it. I ran down so many rabbit holes, really focusing on the two posts that he did that made absolutely no sense. You know, one I think was about politics in California. The other one was about a school board. And I literally called that school, talked to a board member, just really looked at who would have possibly written a post like that.
Yeah.
And none of the people I talked to posted about Papa Roger that were part of that whole school board posting, if that makes sense. I ran that. I spent way too long on that. because I'm thinking, who would even know about this school board election or be angry about it or be upset? So I reached out. Who's involved with the school board that could possibly also be involved in this? And then there was the California political thing, as I recall. So there were two odd ones. And I know the VPN, believe me, I wish I had the tools that the FBI had to really research this thoroughly, because it will always bother me that.
Yeah.
You know, this person was able to just get lucky. Boy, were they lucky.
Well, it feels like they just put the stop sign up and like the road closed here once they saw, well, the IP doesn't match to his apartment or where any place that he would have been. It's not the end of the story with a VPN. It can be in terms of where you're going to investigate this, because you're never going to figure out where that came from. That's the point of a VPN. But to me, it almost points to it. That is as evident to me that it's him as it is that he turned his phone off during the actual killings. If the IP doesn't go anywhere near him and it's information and it's his damn picture, I'm sorry, it's him. Without the picture, if it was just a picture, I would be completely with the investigator saying that's not him. It's just somebody that guessed some weird shit and it turned out to be. I'm sorry, the picture just gets it for me all the time. That's what sells it. It's him. You're never going to prove that it's not, unless somebody comes out going, look how lucky I was. Turned out that picture I made looked just like him. I don't know. I think the odds are slim to nil on that one.
It makes no sense. And remember really quick, there were other postings after the arrest.
Yeah.
Right. And so a lot of people see there's these other postings.
But was
he in cahoots?
But was that him? Because when people say it was Papa Rogers, we look, well, do you have the actual, the actual username itself? Or was this another person who popped up with Papa Rogers? Because there was a lot of fake ones that came out too. And can we confirm it was the original one? I mean, there's a lot of gray areas there too, where we just don't have the data because it wasn't necessarily archived at the time correctly, where we can find all that. And if somebody has that data to prove it better, I'm all ears. I also don't think it's crazy to think that he might have just found some weird shit to post on and posted on it, like he was very into it, like a school board meeting, to try and throw people off a little bit. Because, he did have some strategery going on here. Wasn't the greatest at it, but there did seem to be some moments of, enlightenment that seemed to work out well. Maybe that was one of them. I don't know. I just still have too many questions. What Jennifer lays out here is the perfect example of why this case still lives in the gray. On paper, the official line is clear. Papa Roger wasn't Koberger. When you strip away the press release language and look at the bones of the investigation, the edges start to fray. A misspelled username in an official search. The document that says it's not him. You didn't even spell it right. Look, I'm not trying to rag on your investigation, but I'm just saying you should have looked a little harder. Because the IP didn't match, that's a VPN. He knew how to hide his digital footprints. I don't know how you argue that the picture of him and knowing information no one else knew could possibly be somebody else. In reality, that's just not possible. A local agency handling it instead of a federal cyber team is where we got that conclusion. A conclusion that seems to rest in the absence of an IP match as if a VPN isn't something any half-serious online user knows how to deploy. None of that is proof, but it does make you wonder how deep WeChat really went. And considering this thing was going up to, like, trial about a week before he confessed, I'm kind of shocked there wasn't deeper digging on this. Then there's a human side of it. People forget how strange the early days of this case were. Before there was a suspect, Papa Roger's posts were dissected like tea leaves. And after the arrest, suddenly there was other Papa Roger popping up, trying to ride the waves, muddying the waters. Which account was the original? Which posts were legit? By the time you're three layers deep in fakes and duplicates, the digital trail starts to look like the Hall of Mirrors. And that's where this conversation really lands. In the uncomfortable space between what's technically resolved and what still doesn't sit right. Could Koberger have been Papa Roger? Sure. Could it have been an obsessed sleuth with a knack for picking up on non-public details and identifying the killer psychologically, telepathically, and creating a persona that just happens to look exactly like Brian Koberger? No. I'm just going to say no, it couldn't have been. Because that's not logical. Is it possible? I'm going to go with no, too. No. How would you know what the killer looks like? How would you have inside details of the crime if you weren't the killer? Or law enforcement, which at the time, according to them, they still did not know who Brian Koberger was. So who does that leave who knows what he looks like? Who knows that he killed four people? Who seems to be following in the footsteps of every other serial killer in the past? I think that's Brian Koberger. So could it have been both? Koberger over here, somebody over there? No. I just don't think so. I don't know that stranger things have happened. I don't know you could get something that strange to happen. It's a messy case, but it's one that doesn't involve psychic powers. What sticks with me is Jennifer's point about thoroughness. In a case where this kind of public heat, you expect the digital legwork to be airtight, not because every lead will pan out, but because it should be obvious that it was chased to the end. When you see loose threads like this left kind of hanging.
It's a VPN. We don't know.
It doesn't undo the main case, but it does leave you with the sense that maybe, just maybe, one of those threads leads somewhere we never followed. Or maybe we couldn't follow it any further. But I don't think it is a definitive no, it wasn't him answer either. So we'll close this segment with a question that's been here since the first time that Avatar hit the true crime thread. Was Papa Roger just another internet phantom, or was he the killer watching the hunt for himself in real time? And if law enforcement can't or won't answer that definitively, how much of the rest of the we checklist are we supposed to take on blind faith? It's a valid question. What do you think? Again, prove me wrong that that's not him. And the answer can't just be, they said it isn't. It looked like him. Stunningly looked like him. It had inside knowledge no one else had. Police or him? You got other theories? Let me know in the comments on YouTube. And it's not that it was some other killer and he's being framed, because I'm sorry, that shit will just get you banned. Press subscribe wherever you're downloading podcasts so you don't miss any of our coverage there. And press subscribe to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi on YouTube so you don't miss any of our coverage there. And let us know your thoughts in the comments on YouTube. Until next time, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now. And don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.